begin the current daf mesach this tiny daf from base begin on the base begin test mas to begin with the gemara kamloi tana tefua. Is it like an oven full of grain? I don't kamloi tana pas, or maybe it's like an oven full of bread. What does this mean? So first of all, it Tesa explains kamloi tana tefua, like an oven full of grain. Have a pirush kamloi chalal hatana tefua, like as if the whole space of the oven is full of grain. The hainu yisim loy tana pas. That's more than the amount that would be full with bread, because generally their ovens, you just put the breads on the oven's wall, so obviously not filling it all up with bread. That Toshimaz, the Gemara says, coming here, it says, Kamloi pitan or pas, like an oven full of the opening of the oven is with bread. Now, that's not possible to do with the opening of the oven with grain. So therefore, Vim came out even pas, obviously we're talking about with bread. Then we continue to the next Tosfos Master, begin with the Gemara Badai Tiboila, but we still have a question. Kamloi pi taner, is it like that which fills up the opening of the oven? Is that Kamloi ogul pi taner? Which it seems that Tosfos didn't have the gear, so we have an argumar of Kikisui de Tanura, where the Kamloi ogul pi taner, like the round fullness of the opening of the oven. So what does that mean? The Hainu, that is Shura Shalachem. A row of bread, svivos piatana, around the opening of the oven. Oidim, or maybe, kidara derifta, like a row of breads, vahadale lepuma de tanura, and surrounding the mouth of the oven, because shuru shuru shalechem, because the oven has rows and rows of bread from the ground of the oven, zulam alamazu, one on top of the other, ad piatana, up until the opening of the oven. That's the question, what does this mean? Kamloi piatan is just what goes around, or because it's filling up from the bottom to the top. Kitzunek says, Master, the begin with the Gemara b'tiaru esabasa, and they purified the meat, perish. Because they were decomposed already in the intestines of the wolves, and there was like waste matter. But they said the bones are still tamer, because lemachl, those were not digested by the wolves. Kitzunek says, Master, begin with the Gemara b'akul and reshoi l'sagav asma b'tanis. Regarding all of them, one is permitted to afflict himself with a fast, perish. La'anis nefesh, because we find that the terminology of the pasuk la'anis nefesh, mitagaminan l'sak v'nefesh, the targum translate that to mean as the word siguf, which is the word of inoy, of afflicting oneself. Kinnun next says, Masa, the beginning of the Gemara abuse, he says, in the yochad yoshar l'sak, the individual is not allowed to afflict himself. So it says, nearly, it appears to me that hani tanoi, these tanoim, loy pligi b'ho demari hani merob, b'pregin l'ob, did not disagree in the same idea that the merob already disagreed in the first parak on Avigadav on the base. In the previous parak, im nikra chayte or nikra kadosh v'chul, if they're called by fasting a sinner or called holy, which doesn't seem like the same idea. Are you allowed to fast or not? No, because amirah pligi b'matzlitzur nafshi. The amirah there were disagreeing regarding if a person could tolerate fasting, is that still considered a sin or considered holy? Here these tanoim are disagreeing when a person cannot tolerate it, if a person is allowed to afflict himself or not. The next test master begin with the Gemara Anshi Mishmor or the Gersa Anshi Maimed. Pierce the Hainu Anshi Maimed, the Eshbi Yisod, these men of the standing of the Jewish people, of the non-common, Shayin Echlokim Lamamadis Lispal, they split up also into 24 stations to Davin, where Shispal Al-Chem Shabagal, they were sent to Davin for their brothers in the diaspora. Pierce Lafisha Kagazim Shab, because their roofs are flat. And they cave in because of the rain. So here when we're davening, that shows the daven that their roofs should not cave in. They begin with the Gemara Karen Offel, Pirish, that's Shem Makam, that's the name of a place. Inva, Pirish Lamda Balaz, which that's lice eggs. And Makam is Gabishalar, because of the height of the mountain, so that Arab riding on the camel looked from so high up as so small. Kinnik says, Master, they begin with the Gemara Balaylu Rabiyas, or Balaylu Shabbosas, on Tuesday nights, the nights of Wednesday and on Friday nights. Pirish, because no one would travel on those nights. That is the Ogres Bas Machlos, which is the name of a demon, which had many destructive forces with her. Like the Gemara explains the Pesachim of Kofi Beis Mabeis, and those were on those nights, and therefore people wouldn't travel, and that's why it's specifically Leil Rabbis and Leil Shabbosos.